Welcome to the Finding North podcast. I'm Chris Morris. This week is a double bill of comedy flash stories. The first of these is called Postcards from London, and the second is The Search Log of John Trevor, which was shortlisted in Writing Magazine's 2022 Grand Flash Prize. Please enjoy. Postcards from London. Buckingham Palace. Dearest Betty, I've arrived safely. Look at the picture on this postcard. Doesn't it bring back such fond memories? 60 years since we last visited London. Doesn't it make you feel so old? But the place is just as lovely as I remember. Brings me right back to my childhood. I saw the Queen's... King's Guard today. Excuse me, I rather forgot about poor old Lizzie for a moment. And it really got me thinking. Do you remember when you were here and we used to try and make the soldiers laugh? They're not supposed to, of course, but oh, how we tried. Before I return home, I shall try my hardest to have one of them crack a smile. Might even capture it on camera. We'll see. Anyway, I shall write again soon. Sincerely, Angie. Big Ben. What ridiculous fuzzy hats they have! At least that's what I said to the chap at the gate of the palace this morning. Why are they all furry anyway? I said. Is it some sort of camouflage? Do you occasionally nip into the Thames and pretend you're a beaver? Not a hint of a smile, Betty. I wonder if it's part of their training. Can you imagine? Have all the soldiers lined up and bring out some of Britain's finest comedians, see if they can make the men giggle. And if any of them do, they'll be sent to Edinburgh Castle to be tarred, feathered and shot out of the 1 o'clock gun. Anyway, speaking of guns, I'll be bringing out my own big guns tomorrow. I'll have one of those gentlemen laughing, and make no mistake. Angie. London Eye. Betty, I nearly did it today. Do you remember those party poppers we used to love when we were children? You pull the string and a huge resonance bang shoots out those little streams of confetti. Well, I pulled one right in the face of one of the King's Guard this afternoon. Thought the fellow might have seen the funny side, but instead he aimed his rifle straight at me and screamed, "Step back from the King's Guard!" I mean, really, what does he think a little old lady like myself can achieve against a soldier of his training and expertise? Mind you, I do have a good swing with my handbag arm. Nevertheless, I swear I could see the slightest of smirks on that young man's face. I was promptly escorted from the palace grounds afterwards, and told that actions like that may land me in one of their cells. Can you imagine? I must up the ante tomorrow. Speak soon, Angie. Tower of London. Dear Betty, you have been named as the next of kin of one Angela Cunningham. Please contact the Beef Eaters at the number below in regards to collecting your friend from the Tower cells. P.S. Apologies for using a postcard. The Prime Minister used up all the Royal Standard paper last week for party invites. The Search Log of John Trevor. Date, 8th of the 7th, 19. Search. How to tell if a woman likes you. Result. WikiHow. Here's how you can tell if she really likes you. 1. She laughs at your jokes, even if they're terrible. If the woman is really into you, she'll want to let you know at every opportunity that she finds you hilarious and wants to spend more time with you. Date, 9th of the 7th, 19. Search. Could she still like me if she doesn't laugh at my jokes? Results. Reddit. Help! My crush never laughs at my jokes! Does she hate me? Most popular answer, 6 votes. She totally likes you. In fact, when a woman never laughs at any of your jokes, you can trust that she's got a crazy crush on you. She's just playing it cool and not wanting to draw attention to herself. Search. How to, autofilled with, tell if a woman likes you. WikiHow. 2. She finds opportunities to spend time alone with you. Does she ever jump from her desk to go to the water cooler at the same time as you? This is a sure sign. Date, 14th of the 7th, 19. Search. Does it count as wanting to spend time together when she doesn't tell me to go away after I've been standing at her desk for over 15 minutes? Results. Reddit. Is she in love with me? Or just too polite to tell me to bog off? Most popular answer, 4 votes. If she didn't like you, she would find some excuse to tell you to go away. She has too much work to do, she has a headache and needs quiet, or she's allergic to your toothpaste, anything. The fact that she hasn't means she likes you. Now ask her out. Date, 11th of the 8th, 19. Search, how to, WikiHow. 10. If you are still in doubt, just ask her out. What is the worst that can happen? Date, 12th of the 8th, 19. Search, how to ask a woman out. Results, BuzzFeed. Guys, here's how to ask your crush out and get a yes every time. Firstly, you need to find an excuse to be alone with her. Then, look into her eyes. Do not break eye contact. Tell her you enjoy her company. Tell her she's been the most inspirational thing in your life and you would like to meet her after work for a confluence over coffee. If she says no, wait a few days and ask her again. If she says yes, great. Search. What does confluence mean? Date. 20th of the 8th, 19. Search. Why can't I work up the confidence to ask her out? Result. A mixture of articles, varying in helpfulness, about how women are attracted to confidence, with targeted advertisements for expensive confidence-boosting apps. Date. 9th of the 10th, 19. Forum post. John Trevor. Help! I asked a woman out via text and she hasn't answered. What should I do? Answer. Dating Guru 2001. How long has it been since you messaged her? John Trevor. 23 minutes! Dating Guru 2001. Dot, dot, dot. Date. 21st of the 7th, 22. Search. Why does she smile every time she wakes up next to me? Thank you for listening to the Finding North podcast. Please follow the podcast on your preferred platform and head over to chrisamorris.com for all the latest. Next week's episode is an occult story called A Definition of Truth.